UCL Library Services, Special Collections. Podcast 11, an overview of the small press collections.
My name is Liz Laws and I'm subject librarian at UCL for Fine Art, History of Art, and I also take care of the small press collections. The small press collections consist of the Poetry Store collection, the Little Magazines collection, and the Alternative Presses. Now, they were established in around about 1964 by a librarian here at the time who was very interested in poetry and independent publishing, which at that time was enjoying a boom because of the explosion in cheaper printing processes, really, and a more democratic attitude towards publishing. And that librarian realised that no library in the UK was systematically collecting independently published magazines, so he made the decision to start to collect them for UCL. The Poetry Store is called the Poetry Store because primarily it covers small presses who published poetry. It does cover some other text works, but mainly it does cover poetry. The little in Little Magazines really refers to the independence of the press, so it's not the fact that the magazine itself is small, it's the independent nature of the publisher and the experimental nature of the content of the Little Magazine. Whereas the Poetry Store and the Little Magazines have a very literary focus, the Alternative Presses are more political, countercultural in nature, so they provide a more cultural context to what was happening within the avant-garde literature scene and visual art scene at the time.
I'm Jill Furlong. I'm Head of Special Collections and Archivist at UCL Library Services. There was great foresight on behalf of the librarian who set it up at the time to start collecting this type of thing. So we're talking about not just UK material, but also from North America, Canada, and the Commonwealth countries. And a decision was taken quite early on that it should contain not just the contemporary material from the 1960s and 70s, but also be retrospective. So material was deliberately sought out in terms of the forerunners of these types of magazines and poetry journals. Independent presses who would not normally see a great audience. So we have material from the 1890s right through to the 1970s, and we're still collecting today. 1970s titles, of course, have long since gone out of publication, and some of them are in dire need of preservation treatment. We're talking about things like International Times, Friends, and papers such as Oz, these sort of publications. They weren't meant to be kept forever and ever, so we're very glad that we have this collection.
The kind of people who would be interested in using these collections would be anyone that was interested in the history of literature or the development of literature throughout the last 40 or 50 years, experimental writing, countercultural issues, politics, visual art. So a huge spectrum of subjects across the arts and humanities.
My name is John Sutherland. I'm the Lord Northcliffe Emeritus Professor of Modern English Literature at University College London. A lot of the stuff is underground, some of it pornographic by the standards of the day and perhaps even by our standards as well. But it is an intact and beautiful little collection, which I think in 100 years' time will be like a time machine. You go back and wonder what the 1960s were like. You look at it, and I've often thought that there ought to be a permanent exhibition of it.
Students love this collection. When I bring groups of students to special collections to see this material, they can't believe the kind of material that the collections contain because it's so pertinent to their work. And still, even though it's from the 1960s and 70s, it's very much relevant to what they're doing today.